You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Etu union members span many industries. With the release of the annual budget, they have taken a mostly positive view on the government's allocation of funding. I spoke with Rachel McIntosh, Etu union representative, about the budget. I started by asking what Etu's view is on the cheaper childcare and how it would affect New Zealanders and Etu union members.
Cheaper childcare makes it easier for working families to live a decent life. It is one of the outgoing costs for a lot of people in this country. And just making that easier and recognising the value of early childhood education and enabling people to go out and work and not have to spend all their wages on childcare will make a huge difference to a lot of people.
I guess the same could be said for reduced public transport fares for children and young people.
Exactly, yeah, that's right. All those things which are like common, they're common goods, you know, really, like transport, education, housing, so more investment in housing as well. All those things just make life easier for people.
Are bus drivers members of the union?
No, they're members of First Union, a sister union to us. But improving the conditions for bus drivers is also, it's really going to help.
How will improvements in DHB funding affect Etu union members, particularly those in aged care and community support?
Yeah, we are really looking to have that money that is being invested into Whatuora and in health to be put towards the lowest paid workers in the sector, which tend to be our members, and that is aged care workers, support workers, and also in the hospitals, orderlies and catering staff and cleaners.
On a bit of a side tangent, how will removing prescription costs affect big pharmacies that have already been offering free prescriptions and for smaller pharmacies that have been struggling to match this?
Well, it will help the smaller pharmacies and, you know, big corporates, they have their own business plan. But mostly what we're interested in the prescription charges is again, the effect for people, and we know that thousands of people in this country don't collect their prescriptions because of that and the barrier of that cost. So removing that is, you know, that's really positive.
Do you think that the government has made the right move in removing prescription costs for everyone, or should it have been for community cardholders only?
Universal application of services is a really positive thing. Overall, it reduces inequality, it makes things simple, and countries where there are universal benefits tend to have less inequality, and so we support that.
What infrastructure improvements have been committed that you are interested in seeing the results of?
The infrastructure improvements, so the transport infrastructure, that's really vital for this country, and so that will, you know, improved public transport infrastructure also makes it easier for working people, makes it a viable option for people, which is also good for the climate.
Finally, what is your overall view on the budget? Any major pros and cons or differences you'd like to have seen?
Overall, we think it's a good budget. It's positive. It supports people most in need, so that's young people, families with young children. And it also sets us up for the future. We particularly like the extension of the apprenticeship scheme. That's really positive to enable people to get into work, into decent work with good conditions and decent pay. So that's fantastic. Of course, we always would like more. But overall, we think this is a good budget.
That was Rachel McIntosh, Etu union representative on the government budget.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.